comfortable and everything? Good to go?
I am good to go.
Excellent. So a couple of weeks ago, we had an NBN community info session to let you know everything you need to know about the NBA, which it isn't coming. It's come. It's here. But Rachel McIntyre, she is the head of NBN Local of Western Australia, on the line to tell us more. Rachel, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Sean.
And how is your tour of the Great Southern?
It's been fantastic. I do love the Great Southern. So we've been through, we actually started in Kalgoorlie and then we came around to Esperance, Castletown, Hopedon and Ravensthorpe and Jeremunga. So we've had a great time.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely sure. And let's get on to this NBN. So what were some of the frequently asked questions about the NBN?
So overwhelmingly, what we found was that there was a little bit of misinformation in terms of was the NBN available and who was it available for. So just the NBN is going to be available to 100% of all Australians. So that's for both someone's home and also their business. So specifically in areas like Jeremungup and Ravensthorpe, where the SkyMuster service, the satellite service, services those areas, many of the community were not aware that they could access the NBN. And in fact, they could have had access to the NBN since May 2016, so quite wow. some time ago that they've got access. So really just to clarify, everyone's going to get access to the NBN in the most regional and rural of places. And there's 11 providers they can choose from in terms of a SkyMuster plan.
And then around Esperance as well, almost everyone has access. There's a few pockets, but mostly everyone?
Absolutely. So in terms of if you're in regional Australia, there is access to SkyMuster. So NBN has three technologies, either fixed line, where we're putting fibre in the ground. So if we think of the town of Esperance, for example, that has a fixed line fibre service. There's fixed wireless, so we're installing, we're putting up a tower in Chadwick in around Esperance, and then those that are in more regional areas around Esperance and surrounds, for example, can have access to the SkyMuster. So one of those technologies will be available to all West Australians and everyone in the Great Southern. So it's just a matter of going to the NBN website, which they can access at nbnco.com.au, put your address in and it will tell you what technology and if the NBN is ready for you and how to connect.
Yeah, and now let's delve a bit more closely. Let's say you can access the NBN, then you have to choose a provider and then internet speeds as well. Could you go a bit more detail about that?
Yeah, sure. So the great thing about the NBN is that there is a huge competitive advantage in terms of for listeners that they have for a fixed line and fixed wireless over 150 providers to choose from and 11 providers on the SkyMuster satellite plan. So with that comes a number of decisions in terms of which provider do you want to sign up to. It's also worth bearing in mind, and this was another thing that's come up on our tour, is that people weren't aware there's a choice of speeds. There's a choice of four speeds on the NBN for a fixed line service. That's a fibre service. So that's 12 megabits per second, 25, which is deemed super fast, 50 or 100. So it's just a matter of thinking, what is the makeup in our family or in our business? How fast do we need to go and how much data
so are the different,
do we need?
Is it, are the different, is it different costs or different speeds? I assume that must
yeah,
be...
Yeah, so, you, so right. that is right. So the faster you want to go, the plans will go up in price, and the more data that you need, the more you'll pay for those that come down to a monthly cost. But as I mentioned, it's hugely competitive. So generally what we're seeing is when people can compare their current internet plans, often on the NBN, they're getting a lot more, whether it's speed or data for similar or just slightly more for their monthly cost.
Yeah, and so we're getting close to the time when the old network, the copper network, will be shut down. When will that be and what do people need to do?
Again, really good question. So just to be clear, and this is what we do see when we travel around, is that only those premises that are getting a fibre service, that's the fibre we're putting in the ground, will be subject to disconnection of the existing phone and internet services. So if you're serviced by NBN fibre, you'll have 18 months from the time that we say you can access the NBN until both your phone and internet will be disconnected and you will have to make the switch to the NBN if you're in a fixed wireless or satellite area, you've got the choice. You can move to NBN or you can keep your existing phone and internet service.
Yeah, no, very interesting. And because my memory is horrific, that website again, nbn.co.au?
Yes, that's it, nbnco.com.au. It's the first thing you'll see. Put your address in and it will tell you what service you can get, when you're going to be disconnected, if your premises is ready, and the service providers you can choose from to make the switch to the NBN.
The NBN is finally here. Quicker internet speeds. Rachel McIntyre, head of NBN Local of Western Australia, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Cool.